Senator Dzik.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, if you'd be so kind as to stand. Today's chaplain is Reverend Larry Warabi, former Bishop of the Northwestern Minnesota Synod, CLCA, from Moorhead, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. And just so I have the Northwestern Minnesota Synod, ELCA, I just want to make sure I said that correctly. Again, remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning and greetings from your friends in Moorhead, Minnesota, Clay County, Minnesota, and the Red River Valley. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, bless these senators and their dedicated staff members as they labor together to finish up the demanding work of this legislative session. Open their ears to listen carefully. Open their mouths to speak thoughtfully. Open their hands to finish accurately and diligently the many tasks that yet remain. Bless these public servants with wisdom, humility, and a sharp focus on serving the common good of all Minnesotans. As they engage one another in fruitful discussions and thoughtful decision-making, let them never forget that they serve on behalf of all the citizens of our great state. Grant all of these public servants generous doses of patience and goodwill, unflagging energy, and a keen appreciation for the ongoing broader impact of their vital work. All these things and whatever else you see that they need, we humbly ask you to bestow upon these senators and their staff colleagues in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Draskowski, Duckworth, Dzik, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fate, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Coran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, McQuaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umover, Baton, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senator Barr. Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you want to follow along, I'm looking at Senate agenda dated May 15th, 2023. We will begin with the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following House Concurrent Resolution herewith transmitted. House Concurrent Resolution Number 5, a House Concurrent Resolution relating to the adjournment of the House of Representatives in the Senate until 2024. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Dzik for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to lay House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 on the table.
To that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the fifth order of business, which is the report of committees. Senator Dzik for a motion to adopt the committee report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed on the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the seventh order of business, which is the second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 3288 and 197.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. The House files have been given their second reading. Now we will go to the eighth order of business, which is introduction of first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business is where we will go now, which is the motions of resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion all as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senate resolution number 54 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. And remember, no action is required. Senator Dzik for a motion to recess.
Thank you, Mr. President. DFL will caucus in room 303 immediately here, probably for about an hour, maybe, brief recess.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will also be caucusing following adjournment here, 323.
Senator Dzik.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for a brief recess as the call of the president.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now in recess to the call of the president.